Good morning. It's a Monday morning. You're listening to WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. My name is Kenneth Hill. I'm the general manager of WHCB, and I am your host of Prayer Time here on WHCB Radio. Also, on Sundays at 9 a.m., I'm the speaker on the Scripture Speaks broadcast. That's a preaching time. And then on Monday through Friday at 4 a.m. and 9 a.m., I am the speaker on the Bible class. And the Bible class is a time of teaching from God's Word. So I encourage you and invite you to join us and be a part of all of those programs, or each of those programs, as the case may be. Okay? Thank you very much. I appreciate your listening and appreciate your participating with us. If you have church news for us, or community news for us, or any kind of news for us, send it to us by way of our internet site, our website. Go to whcbradio.org, whcbradio.org, and you can give us your information by email. And we are most grateful for it, because that means we get to serve the public by putting the information out there. In any given year, we probably put out, 1,500, 2,000, maybe even more, messages of information about what's going on in the community, what's going on in your church. Now, WHCB 91.5 The Blessing is a listener-supported, non-commercial, educational, Christian broadcast service. And as such, we depend upon the Lord working through our listeners for our support. Financially, we can't make it without our listeners chipping in. If you want to give securely online, you can give by going to our website, whcbradio.org. whcbradio.org. Okay? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, have you ever thought about the dangers of becoming responsible for other people's debts? You know, God's Word talks about that. Now, I can tell you from experience, it's not a good thing. And I'm still paying for some of those lessons that I've learned. Proverbs chapter 22, verses 26 and 27 are very, very clear. And tell you what, I knew the clarity of those verses when I transgressed them. Isn't that sad? And you pay for it. You pay for it. Here's what it says. Be not thou one of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? This is God's warning through the writer of the Proverbs, and that was Solomon. It's warning given concerning taking on the responsibility of other people's indebtedness. This applies to anybody who is known to waste their possessions or live a frivolous life. The only liberty a person has in standing good for the debt of another is when they have the funds to fully pay the debt without putting their own finances in jeopardy. It's foolish, and God says so, to put oneself in financial jeopardy in order to secure debt for another. Debt produces stress. Stress in your life, stress in your relationships, it will destroy relationships. And God knew that when he gave us this warning in Proverbs. Here's a simple rule for you to consider. And this is one that we've heard on the various programs all the way from Larry Burkett's time till now. If you have the funds to help someone who is truly in need, you help them with the understanding that you can and will pay the debt if they're unable. You will not be offended nor hold a grudge if they don't pay. That you have to have that in your heart. So it's always bad business to give funds to a person who wastes money or is in unwise pursuit of financial endeavors. It is a terrible thing to be the goat, to be the one that is holding the debt, holding the note, paying the debt, while someone is out frivolously spending the money that you're going to have to pay. It's wrong. So we must be ready to help folks who are in need. There's some who fall into need, and many, in fact, in this economy. And so we should help them if we can, and as we can. God would be pleased with that, I think. And so if they've fallen into this debt, and it's not their foolishness that put them there, then they'll certainly not get back into it. But we can't put our personal finances in jeopardy or waste our finances by supporting someone who is foolish in their financial activities. Now, if you didn't know that the Bible was this specific when it came to debts, you've learned something. Proverbs 22, 26 and 27. Be not one of them that strike hands, that means shakes hands on a deal, or of them that are sureties for debts. Don't co-sign a note. If thou hast nothing to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Or even worse, in the time of the Proverbs, why should you be arrested for not having the money to pay for someone else's debt? Wow. The Bible is specific and is so true. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the beginning of this week, the dawning of this day. We pray, Lord, that you would use us for your honor and glory today. As we travel about, I pray that you would give us each safety as we go about our businesses today, our work today, our school, our plans that you have for us. Lord, I pray that you would keep us from falling into foolishness, such as this thing of being surety for debt. And Lord, I pray that you'd help those of us who have done that and are paying for it, that you would help us to see the light and to do what's right when we have the opportunities, and certainly to help us pay the debts of these folks that couldn't do it. Because, Lord, when we've committed, then we have to do it. But Lord, work in the hearts of these folks who haven't done that and help them not to do it. Help them to follow your word more closely than some have done. Lord, we love you. We give you thanks. I'm reminded of your word, but thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the victory today. Now, Lord, we pray that you would make provision for the needs of our listeners and those that are praying with us, and the needs of the ministry and those who work in it. And we thank you for that. We give you praise for that. And we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.